The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and Dominic Ford. And straight into outer space this week, or at least to the solar system. Dominic.
The journal Science has published a special issue this week presenting the first 90 days of observations from the planet Mercury by the MESSENGER probe. Now, Mercury is quite an interesting planet because it's the densest planet in the solar system, and it has a strong magnetic field, which suggests it probably has quite a dense iron core. It's also interesting because it's a geologically dead planet that we don't think has seen much change in the last 3.5 billion years. So it gives us a nice window on what the early solar system may have been like. Now, in terms of data from the MESSENGER probe, it is very early days. This probe only arrived in orbit around Mercury 6 months ago in March. And so what we're seeing being published at the moment are really strands of observational evidence which will feed into models of Mercury's formation. But some of the interpretation of those results, I think, is going to come in the next few months rather than being there already.
How big is Mercury, Dominic? It's quite small, isn't it?
Mercury is smaller than the Earth. I think it's about a third of the radius of the Earth. And that's
very close to the Sun.
Very close to the Sun. And interesting it should have such a strong magnetic field, because that suggests its core is not that much smaller in comparison to the Earth's core. So it's probably got a very large core at a fraction of its volume, perhaps about 40%. Now, we've got the first measurements of the composition of the surface of Mercury from MESSENGER. And that's an interesting contrast from the other terrestrial planets. In fact, the composition we're seeing is closer to what you'd expect for a comet. Now, that's perhaps suggestive that Mercury's surface is littered with dust from comets, and this is actually cometary material originally that we're seeing. Another interesting point is that Mercury has quite a high concentration of potassium on its surface. Now, potassium is volatile, and it boils at a relatively low temperature. And this is where we come to the point that Mercury probably hasn't had a very hot and violent history, because otherwise that potassium wouldn't still be there. It would have boiled off in Mercury's past evolution. We also have measurements of Mercury's magnetic field. And the interesting point here, the shape of the field is similar to the shape of the Earth's magnetic field, but it's displaced towards the North Pole. So if you imagine Mercury's surface as being spherical, the magnetic field is a sphere but displaced to one side, which is rather odd, and I think we don't know what's causing that.
Would the mechanism by which it makes its magnetic field be very similar to what we have on Earth?
That's a really interesting question, and I think we don't really know how Mercury generates its magnetic field. This is definitely a clue, and I think watch for journals in the next 6 months and we'll probably see some interesting papers coming out on that.
The conditions that the probe is experiencing around Mercury, will they be much harsher than anything that we've really had to do before because of its proximity to the Sun? The incident radiation and so on must be quite high there, isn't it?
That is a very interesting point, because the probe is entering into Mercury's magnetic field, and what it's seen is bursts of electrons from the solar wind. That is completely different from what you would see in, say, orbit around the Earth. The Earth has what are called Van Allen belts, where radiation becomes trapped in orbit around the Earth, and you see a very steady flux of those electrons because they're trapped for long periods in orbit around the Earth. These particles come in bursts because we're much more exposed to the gustiness of a solar wind, because Mercury's magnetic field is that bit weaker than the Earth, but it can't trap these particles in the long term. So you're really exposed to what space weather is doing this week rather than averaged over a long term.
What about the surface of Mercury? Have they actually got anything on that?
This is perhaps the most fascinating point of all. They've spotted pot marks on the surface where there seems to be some kind of subsidence. And we don't know what's causing these. They weren't predicted. But the best model we have is that you have newly formed craters which are digging up previously buried material. The sun's rays are heating that material. And if you have volatile materials, then those volatile materials will evaporate for the first time. They will leave voids and you'll get collapses to form these pot marks. So that's more evidence of volatiles on Mercury, so not a hot and violent history.